Every Friday afternoon, Shannon Harriman pulls out mats and readies a space in the Highland Center meeting room for yoga. Harriman is new to Highland County, but her practice of yoga runs years deep.
I first came to yoga when I was 19 in my undergraduate studies. Saw that there was a posting for a yoga class, and I was so curious I went and immediately fell in love with yoga. So really stepped on the path then. So that was almost 30 years ago. And then the year after I graduated from college, I went to Bali and studied and did a 500-hour yoga teacher training there. I was living in Nepal for 14 years and so very close to the tradition and able to study with a bunch of different teachers, a whole host of different styles and traditions. There's kind of a huge scene of yoga happening both in the local community but also in kind of the Western expatriate community that's living there. And so I've been on my mat and teaching for about 20 years, the teaching piece, but it's been a personal practice of mine for almost 30.
Finding a schedule that works for as many people as possible was a difficult task for Harriman, but she settled on Fridays from 3:30 to 5 p.m., hopeful that many people might be able to take off a little early for a reset into the weekend. The class is for all levels, and Harriman can make adjustments for those who are just starting out, as well as those who are advanced, so that their practice is fulfilling each time. I ask Harriman what someone should bring, especially if this is their first class.
To start, comfortable clothes and be prepared to take off your socks when you come in. But usually most people come with a mat. I bring a couple extra mats to have in the class in case people don't have. So that shouldn't be a reason not to come if it's your first time, to come and check it out and see if you like it. You can borrow a mat to do that. But that's it.
The class has been meeting for a bit now and typically has 5 to 10 students weekly. There isn't a charge for the class, but donations are accepted. For AMR News, I'm Britt Chambers.